Welcome everybody back to another episode of Two Fat Guys in a Dream. Of course, I'm your host of the most Truman Steam Machine Steen. As always, I'm joined here by my father, Scott Steen. Scott, how are you doing?
Doing well. How about you, Truman?
Surviving. Survive in advance. That's all I can do. Treading water a little bit here. Feels like every week.
What it's all about. What it's all about this time of year. Survive in advance, man.
Survive in advance. Yes, absolutely. Welcome, everybody. What?
You watch the national championship game?
I did until it was unwatchable, yeah. until they started to really blow them out. Actually, we were actually recording, Dom, that's true. So I watched. We were just checking scores and just you checking, like, all right. By the time we were done recording, it wasn't worth turning on.
Typical UConn game for a half.
Yep.
A little bit of a game for a half, and then
just beat the hell out of them.
Yeah.
Beat the brakes off of them.
Did you watch the ladies' game? Did you watch the Sunday night game?
I did watch some of that, yes. I was also golfing. I was golfing during that one. That was a much better game.
I didn't even ask you, what'd you shoot?
Terrible. Really, really bad. I was really bad around the green. I found a lot of sand, and I could not get out of the sand. Sorry, I've got a cat laying on a keyboard.
Put a little down payment on a beachfront condo, huh?
I probably landed in the sand 3 or 4 times, and I think every time it took me 2 or 3 or 4 shots to get out of the sand. Just awful.
Your mom and I watch those shows like Mediterranean Life or Caribbean Life, or like people like go to like 3 different, they're looking to buy a place and they get 3 different choices. You could have done 3 videos with you in the sand. Okay, Truman, so we had the beachfront property on hole 4. Now, it had a nice water view, but the sand was a little coarse, and it's really hard access. Then we had you in the sand on 7, and we could have done which beachfront property do you think you're gonna like?
Yeah, my best sand shot was hitting it into the sand where there was standing water, so I could pull my ball out. And then my second best sand shot was I hit it and topped it. But topped it so hard that it hit into the side of the sand trap and bounced out and onto the green within like three feet of the hole. So can't complain on that one. But right where I meant to put it. Yeah,
you got to have that shot in your arsenal.
Yes.
So what did you shoot? I like you never tell me scores. How'd you bowl? Bad.
Bad.
How'd you bowl? 270. What'd you shoot?
104 is about where I was 104? At, I think.
Mm-hmm. That's not bad considering you took 10 shots in the fucking sand.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and then just my chipping was terrible. And, dude, like these greens, man, you'd land on the greens and they were like just tabletop, felt, whatever you want to call super fast, hard greens where just you'd hit it, you're like, oh, that'll be awesome. And then just – it's off the back. It rolls off. Your only hope is to be on the fringe where you're like, I hope it hit rough enough grass to not go back down the fucking hill.
People watching the show right now, like, I thought this was like about fat guys. This is golf talk.
Well, sometimes my dream is to shoot par. God damn it.
Yeah, no shit.
It's about our dream. What do you mean?
I've told you, I told you, Truman, I have only one rule in life. I've never met anybody that shoots better than bogey golf. It wasn't a douchebag. So
that's fair. Yeah.
As long as you're shooting 90 plus, you're okay in my book.
I shoot right around bogey golf. So if I shot better than that, I'd be an asshole. Yeah. Well, I'd be even worse. Trust me. If I knew that I could shoot below 80, I wouldn't let anybody say anything to me ever. Oh, you think I'm fat? Well, I shoot under 80 on the golf course. So let's talk about that, huh?
Shoot my weight.
Yeah.
All right. Shot their. Anybody's ever beat their weight?
I doubt it, man.
Seems unlikely, doesn't it?
I mean, I beat my weight. I guess
if you weigh like 140, 120, okay.
And you're terrible
all the time.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
No. All right. Yeah, let's get started.
I bowled over my weight this week, so that was good.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Let's do personal health check-ins. Scott, I weighed in at 256, lost 1 pound. Okay. I bowled 277 this week, so I bowled over that, so that was nice.
It sounds like a great score, but then you tell everybody you threw the front 9 and then opened.
Like, no. I didn't open.
What?
I closed out. I closed out.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, you just would you leave the bucket? You leave the bucket minus the 8?
What's the bucket? 1 2 4 5. No, I left 1 2 4.
The 1 2 4?
Oh, yeah, I just left it too far outside. Yeah, on the right side. Yeah, I left it too far outside on the right. Just didn't get back in.
Pressure 10 shot. Come on. What are you doing? You don't hit the 10 pin on the 10th frame?
The head pin? Yeah, I didn't. No.
Have the decency to do what your old man did. Throw a Brooklyn on the 10th.
I'll tell you, you know what? I picked up the spare, and out of frustration, I threw my last ball about as hard as I possibly could. Just put like no spin on it. Just chucked it down there, right in the pocket. Perfect shot, strike. Not even close.
Shattered the pin.
Yes, nice. Pretty much. Bowled right, it, so 24 miles per hour. Yeah, sorry.
You lost the pound. Did you finish at 210? Did you finish at 210 for the year?
I did not.
Back up there.
No, I had a couple of really terrible weeks. Speaking of, like much like this show, I sputtered out, treaded water, and then had a couple bad weeks, and now didn't hit my goals, and now I'm wondering what I can do in the off season to get there. So,
okay. we're gonna talk about this a little bit here in a minute about kind of the frustration and sometimes you're getting false readings, and we're gonna talk about that in a minute after we get done with the check in. So 250, yeah. 256 dropped a pound. Give us the cold hard numbers. What percentage is it?
Percentage 1.23% of my goal this week. Brings me 25.5 pounds of losses, 31.29% of my goal. But as people can see kind of from the start of the season, I started 257, that was 255.9, 257, 256. I mean,
you've been in this 3-pound igloo for a long time here.
I've been here, yes. And I don't know. I think it's, I don't know. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it here later on in the show. We're dedicating the second half to talk about me, talk about I, talk about number one. But let's talk about you for a minute here, Scott.
My favorite topic.
Scott, another great week for you, by the way. 302. You weighed in at 302.9. You lost 1.6, just over a pound and a half. Brings you that's 1.96% of your goal. Means you've lost 27.8 pounds. Means you're at 22.22% of your goal.
Okay.
It's kind of fun. Right.
We're getting there.
Chugging away.
Like I said, I won't be super thrilled until I'm back where I was.
Right.
I think I was at 293 at one point, 294, right in that neck of the woods. Mm-hmm. So until I get below that, I'm not going to be super thrilled, but I am happy to make the progress. I've done two things that I think really helped. Started walking every day outside. And we're going to track my journey because, you know, people are like, I don't, it's too uncomfortable to walk. I can't walk. Okay, so Truman, here's how I'm doing it. I started at 5 minutes. 5 minutes straight of walking.
Okay.
Okay? And what I also learned was having a dog that stopped every 10 feet to sniff something
slowed you down a bit.
A very inflated opinion about how far I can walk. Because, you know, we'd go on long walks, but he'd fucking stop every 10 feet. And I'd literally and take a break and... So walking continuously. All right. So what I'm doing, I started at 5 minutes. Every week I'm going to add 10%. Mm-hmm. So I started at 300 seconds, if you will. Sure. I'm going to commit to walk 6 of the 7 days. By the sixth day, I will be at 330. And then I will do the same thing. Next week, we will increase 33 seconds. We'll go to 403. Mm-hmm. Rinse, lather, repeat. And I'm going to show the audience how quickly you can get up to very, very strong numbers when it comes to walking. I'll be at 30 minutes in no time. It happens fast. And it's long ago I read something in like Men's Health or something said when you're starting to train, if you're doing weights, if you're doing cardio, you want to increase about 10% a week. Mm-hmm. That's all you should, you know, because you get the urge to go further and further. And you burn yourself out, you injure yourself too early. Or you injure yourself by not, you know, having your body properly getting in shape. So I'm going to take the audience on the journey with me, and I'm going to show you guys how you can go from basically nothing, 5 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to go fast. Don't have to worry about your pace, your distance, none of that shit. Just walk straight. Just walk continuously for 5 minutes. If you got to do it at 2 miles an hour, no worries. Everything will get better. You'll get faster and you'll get more stamina and you'll be able to go further. So that's what I did. The other thing I committed to, Truman, I bought glasses. I bought disposable plastic glasses, 10 ounces each. Every day, I stack 10 of them in the bathroom and I fill one at a time up and then turn it over. Don't use it again. And that way I don't have to, I'm not kidding myself going, oh, I think I've had a fair amount of water. I filled that was that much. And I think, you know, you're starting to guess. Mm-hmm. Not doing any of that. Making sure that I drink 10 ounces of glasses of water a day. In fact, today I'm on number 11. Here with number 11.
Oh, nice. That's a 10 ounce glass.
No, that's a much bigger. I pour.
That's like Jesus Christ.
That's about a 22 ounce glass.
I was gonna say, I was like, how thick is that glass?
It's false bottom. Yeah. So those are the two things I've done, and I've had a decent week with food. Not absolutely rock solid, but I had a good week, and the results are coming through. So, let's talk a little bit about what happens when the scale kind of lies to you.
Kind of
what you're getting into. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
You're absolutely right. I wanted to ask you, I know we had talked about you had a doctor's trip or blood work that was about to be done. Was that?
That happened. I don't know if it happened the day we recorded. I went on Thursday.
Yeah, which we recorded last Sunday, but you were waiting for results maybe?
No, they hadn't been. They weren't able to hit me, so I actually have to go to Quest Diagnostics. That's right. And I'm going tomorrow morning, which is
tomorrow. Okay. That's what's going on. That's right. Okay.
Quest is actually going to pull the blood for me, and then send the results to my doctor.
Okay.
The nurses could not hit me.
Okay, so it's like next week is probably when we're gonna get it.
Hopefully, we'll see. They said one of the panels might take a minute to get done, so
okay.
It might be a couple weeks waiting on results. We'll see.
Okay. All right. Okay. Then I won't press it. But I wanted to make sure that we're keeping up to date on your blood.
You and the audience will know when I know, Truman. And yeah, I am really curious to see what my A1C and my glucose level and all the diabetes markers along with my cholesterol. You know, because as you know, I've been eating pretty meat heavy.
Yeah.
And, and I told you my doctor and I had the talk about cholesterol and the different, the LDL, the ratio and, different things like that. Kind of, I'm sure there's nothing doctors love more than patients that learn a little bit from the internet and then have questions.
Right.
So I tried to couch it as gently as I could. And, I wasn't like, well, I heard that, I just kind of asked him a couple of questions.
Well, I was talking to somebody at work and they were saying that they had just gone to the doctor and they had some pre-diabetic symptoms and they were talking about how they're trying to cut their sugar down to 30 grams a day. And then, so I was talking about how we were thinking that your glucose numbers had dropped and whatnot. And he was like, oh, you got to tell me about his diet. And I was like, cuts carbs, cuts sugar. Was it 20 grams of sugar a day, 50 carbs a day?
Yep, that's exactly it. So. And my numbers, I measure out, I average about 47 and a half carbs a day and about 16, 17 grams of sugar.
Interesting. So, okay. All right.
There you go.
All right, enough about you. Let's talk about me. Let's talk about the guy who's not picking up the slack right now. The elephant in the room.
So, Truman, with diet plans, there's always been controversy among different plans between weighing infrequently and weighing frequently, like every day versus once a week. Mm-hmm. Now, you and I, we're kind of anal number guys. We want to know in real time. We want to know every day. We want to know what I do yesterday.
But
sometimes weight is a lagging indicator, meaning you can have a bad day on Tuesday. It may not show up on Wednesday. It may show up on Thursday. It may show up on Friday. So it's not always a real-time indicator. And the converse works as well. And you were telling me before the show that you thought you had a great week. You said you ate pretty well. You were able to work out. You were back to feeling well. Mm-hmm. I know you were under the weather a week before. So, you know, that takes all the stamina. You don't want to fucking, you don't want to care, think about eating. You want to think about working out. You want to think about comfort and getting better. Right. So, but this was a good week for you, and you really thought you'd do better, and it wasn't reflected in the scale. So,
I mean,
it happened.
I mean, I worked out Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning. We're talking 700 calories, 800 calories, get those days going. Every day had a good breakfast, I was doing the, you do my protein shake and my protein bar. Like, and so, you know, listen, if I have 800, if I burn 700 calories to start my morning and then have a 300 calorie, 50 grams of protein breakfast, I'm feeling like I'm at a pretty good start. I've really set myself up for success. You know, let's say I've got 1500 calories a day, you know, but I start myself off with a 400 calorie deficit. It means that I've got 2000 calories for the rest of the day. Should be all right. But
that's
just
to maintain though.
Right. That's aiming for 1500 calories, which should be losing, right? If I'm at a 1500 calorie surplus total of my day, you know, 2000 should be maintaining. So I'm saying if I burn 700 and then eat 300 for breakfast, then I've added 400 onto that 1500. So I should have about 2 grand for the rest of the day, but not really. But I also didn't feel like I was hitting anywhere close to that 2 grand, where it'd be like, okay, cool. I had 700 calories for lunch and 700 calories for dinner. It was like, cool. So I ate 1800 calories. I also worked out for 700 calories. Feel like I should be at a pretty good deficit. Just not getting there this week. I don't know what.
Did you have an eye on what kind of calories you ate? So was it, did you track carbs? Did you track fat? Did you track sugar? Or are you just really concerned about the calories?
By pretty much definition, I stay away from sugar. I try to stay away from purposeful sugar nowadays. Like, I don't drink sodas, like, almost ever. Like, I'll have about one soda a week if it's unavoidable. You know, it's like, I have diet sodas here and there. But soda, almost never.
Okay. Yeah, but they're such a diet destroyer. You know, I think a Mountain Dew has 45, 50 grams of sugar, something like that, you know.
Yeah.
Multiple days of sugar for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, double your, let's see. Mountain Dew, Nutrition Facts, one can, yeah. But
I know it's 170 calories, which is the highest calorie of any drink, so I'm assuming it has the most sugar.
46 grams of sugar, I would have to imagine.
Yeah. There you go. Well, that's a pretty good guess. What did I say, 40, 45?
Yeah.
Told you before. Ask a fat man nutrition facts. He probably knows them.
Yeah.
All right. So what are you going to do? Because we talked about this before the show, and you've kind of, like we said, running in place.
Mm-hmm.
What's the holes in your game you need to plug? What do you see that you need to do better?
Gosh, man. I think it's probably
something to jumpstart, like do Atkins like you did to start?
I've thought about it. I've thought about going back to keto to jumpstart. You know what, man? I don't think it necessarily needs to be keto, but which one I think I just haven't been doing a good job of? Nope. Mindful eating. I mean, that's a killer. I think I've kind of fallen back into that thing where it's like, well, I've got to finish my meal. Like I might as well have eat all four chicken tenders. Or, you know, like, even today I told Tina, I was like, I'm not really that hungry for dinner, but I was like, I'll eat something smaller. And we went to Costco, I got a hot dog, and I was like, and, you know, by the end of it, I was like, you know what, man, I probably didn't need that whole damn hot dog. Probably could have got by with half that hot dog and just thrown away 75 cents worth of hot dog or whatever, you know?
Arahachi Boo, Truman. Do you know what that is?
Hot dog?
Harahachi Boo is Japanese. It literally translates to 80%. And they say it before every meal. And the idea is to eat, and we've talked about this before, till you feel 80% full.
Mm-hmm.
And then stop. Because, again, if we're talking about leading indicators, your fullness is not in real time, with how much food you've actually eaten. It takes 5-10 minutes for it to actually catch up.
Yeah.
So the Japanese, the healthy ones, the Harahachi Bu, if you've been to our house, you've seen that in our kitchen.
I did not notice it.
We have that above the refrigerator. So
interesting. I think it's just, you know, I look at a plate and I physically take out a knife and go, okay, and cut the food in half and go, all right, let's think about this time. Let's think about, you know.
That way too.
And you're certainly, it also helps you connect with the person that you're having a meal with and whatnot, you know?
Yes. Put the phone down, eat slowly. Yes, absolutely true. I do have a viewing recommendation for our fans, Truman. I do highly recommend the Blue Zone documentaries on Netflix, 5-part series. Did I talk about that last week?
We talked about the Blue Zone.
I couldn't remember which week I watched it. So yes, definitely check that out. One of the most fascinating parts, by, you know, other than finding out what lifestyles and what they all have in common, is finding out what happens when, like, there's a proliferation of Western culture and Western restaurants that invade their territory. Spoiler alert, it ain't good.
Interesting. Okay.
Blue Zones shrink considerably. So, anyway. So, all right. So, what are you going to do to jumpstart, buddy? Let's talk.
I think, one, tracking everything that goes in. Got to get better. Got to get back in that zone. And mindful eating. I think absolutely. It's just, I think splitting meals in half. And, you know, it's one of those where it was a great conversation starter for so often that it's like when you're losing weight and you're taking steps to lose weight, you always think, oh, like, I don't want to be weird. I don't want somebody to think that I'm, you know. But when you're in it, when you tell people that you're doing something for that, like, that's a great conversation starter. Everybody, and a lot of people want to talk about that. Like, that's interesting. Okay, that is. I never thought about doing that. Yeah, how is that? Yeah, because we are a culture. You know, it's funny that America is a you know, we have a high percentage of fat people. But we are also, I think, because of that, and like we've talked about, you know, you want to know nutrition facts, ask a fat guy. We are also, I think, a nation that's always worried about catching up about health. So it's one of those where health is definitely on the doing healthy things or starting healthy habits or doing diets or trying to do the easiest way to be healthy is always on the forefront, I think, of a lot of people's minds, and they want to talk about it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and that's also a generational thing between you at 27 and me at 60 plus.
Yeah.
At 27, I cared a lot about what other people thought.
Yeah.
At 60 plus, don't give a fuck. Don't give a flying fuck what anybody thinks about my eating habits at a restaurant.
That's fair. That's fair.
If I have a request of a waitress, I am diplomatic. I am friendly. And I make my request. I don't give a shit if she goes back and tells the cook, hey, you're never going to leave with this fat guy wants to eat. He wants fucking dressing on the side. I don't care. Fucking care. No. One iota. So,
man, trust me. I was this close. I'm getting closer every day. I was this close to buying Air Monarchs because of how good they made my feet feel at the shoe store today. And I was just like,
what are those? I saw your
those are like the Monarchs. Those are like the, like, look up Nike Air Monarchs on your phone or your computer. It is the quintessential dad lawn mowing shoe. Like, yeah.
Wish those came in extra wide.
I bet they do, buddy. Trust me. They do. Literally, I just clicked on the first image on Google. It says Nike extra wide width Air Monarch 4 training shoes. Yep.
I got them up. I was like, what are they coming in here? Let's see how extra wide. They just come in medium and extra. I don't think that'll fit me.
Hmm.
No way. Dude,
that's women's. That's women's and men's.
Well, I got men's.
Oh, come on. Sorry, I'm fighting the cat.
Okay, I might have to go try those in person. That's not something I'm gonna buy over the internet.
Oh no, yeah.
Take it back. But.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, that's interesting. So they're super comfortable, huh?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean,
are you still at an age where people give a shit about what tennis shoes you're wearing?
Not like not entirely, and I also would only wear the tennis shoes mostly to the gym and stuff. But at the same time, I was like, man, I don't know if I want to commit to doing all this yet.
Okay. So you found a shoe that is very comfortable, be perfect for what you wanted to do, made by a reputable company, probably won't fall apart on you. Mm-hmm. It's a good price. It's less than $100. It's like $80.
Yeah.
So no complaints there. You just care about somebody will see you and think, why is he wearing those?
Really, my biggest complaint, I wasn't sure I was ready to spend $80 on shoes today. That was my, honestly, I was just like, I don't know if I'm there yet.
Okay.
But I'm about due. I think I've had these shoes for about four or five years. So at least 3 years. So I'm.
How many pairs of shoes do you own?
That I wear? 4 or 5, probably.
Oh, okay. I own one.
Yeah.
I have one pair of shoes. I have one pair of shoes, and I have a pair of like hiking sandals.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a pair of slippers. That's it.
I got these. These are my Hey Dudes. I wear these probably the most right now, which is not great for my feet because there's almost no support. I've got a pair of tennis shoes that I wear to the gym, and then I've got rotation of about 3 shoes that I wear to work. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I don't have an office job, so I would have more shoes.
Yeah.
If I had an office job.
I've got a brown work shoe, a black work shoe, and then a brown kind of trendy work shoe that I kind of wear that I also wear out at times. But really, yeah, that's really about it. Okay,
that's cool.
All right, sorry, the cat is making me anxious here. He's really going crazy.
You're making the cat a little anxious yourself. So okay. Yeah. So okay. I think we have our marching orders this week, Truman.
Absolutely. Mindful eating. Back to it. I have to do it. Have to. Especially I'm going out of town, or I'm going not out. I'm going to Manhattan for Saturday, so that'll be huge. Is everything in moderation there? Probably stay away from beer. Probably stick to the hard liquors.
Yeah, there you go.
I did have a beer on Wednesday, so which is basically worse than having a soda.
Yep. Pick your poison right there.
Mm-hmm. So interesting. Yeah.
I think if you stick with your plan, I think you can have a big week coming. I think you could have a 3-pound-plus week if you don't go nuts in Manhattan and you stick with your plan.
I agree. I think I need to definitely get back into tracking closer, and I think I need to be doing mindful eating again. And just it's one of those where I say, you know, we just talked about it. I was like, oh, well, I have 1,900 calories. And you go, well, then I've got so much room. I don't even need to worry about it. But you go, okay, cool. I'll just get this sandwich. I'll get a side of ranch on the side. Yeah, no, it's no briggy. Yeah, that's right. And then you look out, you're like, oh, that was 1,300 calories. Oh, that was stupid. And then you go, but, you know, if you're not counting it, you go, I was probably 800. Probably not. I could probably do another 1,000 for dinner. And then you do.
You fail the plan, Truman. You plan to fail.
Right, exactly. You know, if you don't count that, you go, okay, that was probably 700, 800 or whatever. You're like, I got 1,000, and it was really 1,300. And then you do your 1,000-calorie meal, and it's really 1,500. Cool, there's 2,800. Add in your breakfast at 400. That's three grand that you put in, and you only took 700 out. That's a surplus. You're not going to lose weight that day. You're going to gain weight.
I'll tell you something they talked about in the Blue Zone that I don't think I talked about.
Mm-hmm.
The average American eats, I think, either 36 or 3,700 calories a day.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Can you believe that? Yeah, I mean.
Now that we're tracking, it seems phenomenal. But, I mean, if you eat a fast food, let's say you had a fast food breakfast, or maybe you grabbed the donut on the way to work.
Mm-hmm.
You had a fast food lunch, and you went out and had pizza or Italian for dinner. The dessert, sodas, maybe a few beers. Yeah, mm-hmm. I could see it.
Dude, you go get the 2 cheeseburger meal from McDonald's. Large soda, large fry, maybe. And you get ranch, maybe two things of ranch on the side that you go through.
Right.
I'll tell you, man, that's my issue. I love sauce, but every sauce that you have is probably 100 calories, if not 200 calories per side. And you're getting you're probably adding, it's much like soda, where you're just like adding 400 calories that you're just dipping stuff in, you know? You're not even eating it.
Go to Chick-fil-A, I think is probably who has the most sauces. Oh, look at the difference between their sauces.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them are pretty reasonable. Some of them are outrageous.
Well, and it's funny because, like, the one that I always find to be the most reasonable is the one that sounds the unhealthiest, which is buffalo sauce. Because you go, it's just hot sauce and butter. That's all those eyes. It's like, man, yeah, you should not be drinking. But then you look, and so, yeah, here we go. Chick-fil-A barbecue sauce, 45 calories. Actually, not bad. I'm actually shocked by that.
Nope, that's the best one.
That is the best one, yeah. Barbecue sauce is it just not sweet? It's 9 grams of sugar only. Wow. So, yeah, the barbecue sauce is 45 calories. Chick-fil-A sauce, 140. Ranch sauce, 140. The honey mustard, 50. The Polynesian, 110. Sweet and spicy sriracha, 45. Honey roasted barbecue sauce, 60. Zesty buffalo sauce, 25 calories. The one that sounds the worst. Hot sauce and butter, 25 calories.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's the thing. And, you know, you kind of breeze past that. You go, oh, it's only... That's not only 9 grams of sugar. That's half my sugar right there in a sauce.
Yep. Yeah.
So you got to be, careful. You got to be vigilant, man. It ain't easy. That's, I wish we could tell you this was easy.
Yeah.
There's a shortcut, but there isn't.
Well, hell, dude. The barbecue sauce, 45 calories, only 45 calories. Looks good. 11 grams of carbs.
Yeah.
Which is all 9 grams of sugar. That's half your sugar in one sauce. And I'll tell you what, if you've ever been to Chick-fil-A, you're probably getting two of those sauces. Probably getting two, honestly.
They're not huge containers. They're little ketchup-sized containers of sauce. They're not a ramekin.
So. Okay. All right. We've got marching orders. We've got a game plan. Let's execute. Mm-hmm. Let's go out and do it. Let's track calories. Let's mindful eat. Let's keep those carbs down. Let's do it all.
All right, let's do it.
Absolutely. I'm also tired of this. I'm tired. This isn't an interesting show if one of us just sits here and watches the other one lose weight. It's not that interesting of a show.
No, absolutely.
I guess in an artful way, you can look at the duality of man, blah, 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 whatever, whatever, blah. But we're not here to be artful. We're here to lose weight, goddammit.
We're not a goddamn metaphor, people. We're a real show.
Yes. Yeah.
But yeah. All right, very good. Truman, where can people find us?
Twitter, Steam Machine, @Steam Machine, @Steamroller, youtube.com/OpenDisasterProductions. Easiest way, subscribe. You can follow all of our sports stuff, our health stuff, our food stuff. Do whatever you want. And you guys like, comment, subscribe, review. It helps. It all helps. Tell your mom, put a sign out in your yard. Do it all. Tell a friend. Tell them, hey, I'm listening to these fat guys. Oh, cool. Weird. All right. Whatever. But yeah. So, absolutely. And the more, you know, and I haven't been posting about it as much, and I should be, because, you know, when I post about it more and more, people tell me about their weight loss journeys and what they were doing. And again, absolutely, it's a great conversation starter. So you're not alone. Absolutely. We're here to help you.
People are rooting for you that you don't even know.
Absolutely. Nobody wants you to be fat. Very few people are like, oh, he's losing weight? No. Yeah. So
have a great week. Thanks for tuning in.
Absolutely. Appreciate you for being here. We will see you guys next week, hopefully with some better results.
Who will we see, Truman?
The believers, the dreamers, even the fat guys. Sorry.
There you go.
See you guys. Bye.
Take care, everybody.